There's like one loud person. All right. I got a little activity for you guys before we get into the work, okay? You guys know how to play scissors, paper, rock?
Yeah.
All right. Who's the best at it?
Me.
I'm the best at it.
You guys? All right. I'm gonna say it, and we're gonna see who wins, okay? Scissors, paper, rock. Oh, no one did. What's going on? So you guys raise your hands with scissors, paper, or rock, okay?
Okay.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh.
Oh, hey, you guys lost. All right, scissors, paper, rock. Oh, sorry guys, you lost. Well, I wasn't expecting to win so quickly, but, you know, when we talk about things like scissors, paper, rock, we can see sometimes something's more powerful than something else, right? Something's stronger than something else. Like scissors is stronger than paper, right?
Yeah.
What's paper stronger than?
Rock.
Rock, yeah.
No, like,
so what's the strongest of all then?
None.
Tom Gates. That's for sure. Yep.
Tom
Gates. I don't know what that is.
Tom Gates.
Well, when we think about some of the things that are strong, one of the things that I used to worry about when I was a little kid, I don't know why, I was a very weird little kid. I used to worry about death, okay? I used to worry about, like, dying. I
was like,
man.
But they're not even close to death.
Right? So weird. Yeah, I don't know why. But in the Bible, it tells us about the Garden of Eden. Okay? Anyway, I have a nice little picture of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah,
where is that picture? Is my head in the way? I got told recently I have a very big head. Look at that. Garden of Eden.
Too many animals.
Too many? They're all good. Hanging out in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, polar bears in the summer. Look at all these animals. Parrot. There's tiger just hanging out. Yes, maybe. Maybe. Maybe just an elephant. Well, in the Garden of Eden, people like you and me did something really bad. Okay? We decided to try to take over God's place. Okay? We basically tried to become like God. And because of that, because of what we did, that's how death entered the world. Because before that, we weren't dying. That's why this guy's just petting this tiger. Like, oh, that's okay. But nowadays, if you did that, you'd be dead. Right? I'm going to play scissors, paper, rock with you guys again. But this time, I'm allowed to enter in another thing. So scissors, paper, rock, and death. Okay? So if I do this, that's death. And that beats scissors, and that beats rock, and that beats paper as well.
Can I do
that? No, you don't. Sorry. All right? Ready? Scissors, paper, rock. Sorry, guys, I won. You didn't even do anything.
I'm still on.
We just cancel each other out. We both won. Okay. So, when we think about death and how it's stronger than everything else, right? There's a lot to fear because of death. That's how I grew up. I used to be worried about dying for whatever reason, even though it seemed like it was really far away. I used to worry about stuff like that. Like, if dying is stronger than everything else, then what do I do? What's the point? You know, it's so scary, right? Right? Well, what can defeat death? What's stronger than death? God? Pretty good. Pretty good. Well, last week.
Even bigger death.
Even bigger death? I mean, that's a thing. Well, last week you guys started a new topic, right? Mm. What was that new topic again?
Power of the Biblia.
Power of the Biblia. Yes. Power of the Word, right? Speaking in Spanish, maybe. That power of the Word is power even to beat death. Have you guys ever thought about that? The power of the Bible is greater even than the power of death.
So if you hold the Bible, you can't die.
Hear me out, guys. So not just the power of the Bible, but the power of the Word. Okay? So when we talk about the Word, what does that mean?
Well,
look in the Bible at John chapter 1, verse 1 and 6. So let's pop that up here. And then Nathan, I'll get you to read this in a big loud voice, okay? Ready? John chapter 1, verse 1. Just the blue part, okay?
There we go.
Read that out.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Wow. He uses the word.
So we need to write the Word, and then God comes out?
Not quite, Nathan. Man. Man, you gotta ask Pastor Josh to teach you a little more. So, in the beginning, the Word already existed. But the Bible didn't exist back then, right? Adam wasn't reading the Bible in the garden, right? He didn't see.
It had been created. That was in the future.
So you know when you saw that picture of Adam petting the tiger? He wasn't reading the Bible to the tiger, right? But the Word already existed. What does that mean? Well, yeah.
But the Word can see the future.
The Word can see the future? Not quite, either. Let's try to figure out what it's meaning. Because when we see that the Word was God, that's a little bit confusing, right? What does that mean, the Word was God? Let's look at John 1:14. Alex, you want to read that out for us?
So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son.
Ooh, really good reading. Yes. So the Word became human and made his home among us. How can the Word become human? Oh, did you get it? What does it mean? Pretty good. Bad pronunciation, but yes. It's Jesus, right? Jesus is God's Word. So when we look at chapter 1, verse 1, and it says the Word was God, the Word is Jesus. So Jesus was God. And Jesus became human and made his home among us. You get it? The power of the Word is the power of Jesus. And then, later on, Jesus, at the end of his life, he would come up on a cross. You guys know about this, right? He would come up on a cross for our sins. So you remember the Garden of Eden? Alice, do you remember the Garden of Eden when I said that we sin, and because of our sin, death came into the world? Well, Jesus was hung up on that cross for our sins. I think we have a good picture of the cross here. So, when we look at that, when we think about how God became human, Jesus became human and lived with us, and then he was hung up on that cross for our sins. When we see this, and we think, wait, Jesus died here, it looks like Jesus lost to death. It looks like death won again, right? So, if Jesus was... Right? So Jesus, if he was playing scissors, paper, rock here, then death did this, and he won, right? But, at the end of it, Jesus rose from the dead. God raised him from the dead. And so Jesus defeated death. So the power of the Word is stronger than death. We're going to play again, scissors, paper, rock. But this time, you guys can do this. And this means Jesus, okay? If you do that, you win no matter what I do. Even if I do that, okay? You guys ready? I could, but I might not. Okay, ready?
Everyone ready?
Scissors, paper, rock.
I do that.
Alex,
that beats everything.
Alex is the only one who lost. He did scissors for some reason.
I did that. I beat everybody.
Everyone won because Jesus won.
Except for Alex.
Except for Alex. Sorry, scissors does not save you. Now when we think about that, when we see that Jesus defeated death, and the power of the Word is the power to even defeat death. And we know from church, we know what we hear, that we can now live in Jesus as well. We now live in Jesus, which means that we now have the power to defeat death too. And so we don't have anything to fear anymore. If I was a little kid again, I wouldn't be afraid of death anymore. Because Jesus came and defeated death. And now we believe in Jesus. We live in Jesus. And so we have nothing to fear as well.
Okay.
There you are. That's not quite true, Nathan. Nathan?